Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, just a big sports story that no one's talking about, especially our sports guy, is Ichiro. 3,999 hits, playing for the Yankees, of course, a great, great player for the Seattle Mariners. You know, Ed, Pete Rose has the all-time record of 4,256 hits. Ichiro's about 2 years away. Now, if you combine it, he's going to overtake Pete Rose. Does he become the all-time hit king? Ichiro.
You're going to give it to him from playing in Japan?
Absolutely.
There's Cincinnati sports radio host Eddie and Tracy talking about the potential of a player reaching Pete Rose's hit total on the eve of his 4,000th professional hit. Baseball, what's going on in the world of sports, number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of spoken word, issue-oriented news talk radio. The Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, August 23rd, is on the air, and we'll be reviewing, as usual, as we do every weekend, the top 10 hits in the world of news talk radio. Folks at talkers.com have worked with the production staff here on the countdown to come up with this list of 10. And this week, the sports thing is number 10. The 2016 presidential jockeying for who will be the next president. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. But it's number 9 on the countdown this week. So let's go through it a little bit. This is a report from MSNBC. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who's a Republican, outlines the three things that the GOP need to be doing in order to win the presidency the next time around with host John Carlson.
Let's talk about the Republican Party. They had their summer conference.
Yeah.
How are we doing?
Democrats ain't doing great. We're not.
I would say it's the tale of two parties, though, Jay.
It is.
I mean, you look nationally, obviously, the last two presidential elections, some real issues at the federal level.
Right.
Look at the difference, though. 30 states have Republican governors. I mean, nearly as many states have Republican legislative majorities.
Yeah.
Most of those states that Obama won the last time around, the battleground states, Wisconsin, Iowa, Ohio, Michigan,
right,
Virginia, Florida, what are they all in common? Nevada, New Mexico, all have Republican governors.
So let me ask you this, and that's a great question. What's happening in the states that we're getting right? Because 60% of the governors in America,
yeah,
Republican. We've got the majority of state senators in America, Republican.
Yep.
A huge landslide in 2010. What are Republicans not doing in Washington, D.C., that Republicans at the state and local level are doing?
Three big things. As governors, as state leaders, we're more optimistic than our friends in Washington. We're not just against something. We're laying out a plan. We're laying out a vision. People gravitate.
You've got to, right?
Yeah.
You've got to.
That's how you lead. You don't just sit back and nick the other side. You got to lay out a plan. We talk in terms that are more relevant. And give you a good example. Sequesters, most people just goes right over their head. Debt ceilings, fiscal cliffs. We talk about making our kids' schools better. We talk about balancing our budget so we can live within our means. We talk about helping our neighbor get a job again. And then finally, the third thing, in addition to optimism and relevance, is courage, having the courage to act. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of American voters just look at Washington and don't think anybody's got the courage to do anything.
Up next, the financial markets, the Clinton Foundation, and Bradley Manning in the focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Number 8 on the countdown is the activity that has been going on this week in the financial markets. In other words, what's going on? There is a separate breed, as you probably know, in the world of talk radio. It's aimed, most every market has a business talk or a money radio station. And a lot of times the things that are there blend over into regular issues. And certainly what's going on in the financial markets this week has been a matter of general concern and interest. Dan Bobkoff talking to Melissa Block here on All Things Considered about the glitch that took the NASDAQ down for a couple of hours on Thursday.
That's right. The NASDAQ halted the trading of stocks, and the market remained down for much of the afternoon. On its website, NASDAQ says it had issues with its stock quote system. Now, NASDAQ is completely electronic. The AQ in the name actually stands for automatic quotation. There are no people shouting out orders to each other, so it relies completely on computer systems to function. Other markets like the New York Stock Exchange continued to trade, but the outage at NASDAQ was felt across Wall Street. NASDAQ is the home to many really big stocks like Apple, Cisco, Intel. They're closely watched, and they move market averages. So with the NASDAQ down, it was like a big hole was cut out of the market for a few hours. And there wasn't much information either. No one from NASDAQ went on television during the afternoon. We finally got a statement late in the afternoon blaming the outage on that price quote system, saying the exchange solved its technical problems in the first 30 minutes, but it took the remaining time to work with other exchanges and regulators to get everything back up and running, it says.
So when did trading finally resume, and when it did, how did it go?
Well, the system sputtered alive around 3:25 in the afternoon. Trading resumed for all NASDAQ stocks. Traders could have canceled trades that didn't go through, but that was their choice. There were some questions about how much of the system was functioning and whether traders could trust the prices. In the end, despite the shutdown, the NASDAQ actually closed up about 1%. We should say that the parent company of NASDAQ, NASDAQ OMX, saw its own stock price fall down about 3.5%. The good news is that this was a quiet day in August. No big news in the markets. Volume was low. Lots of traders are on vacation. So if a major market is going to fail, this is one of the better days for it. But it was strange to see the NASDAQ completely stopped for hours. Usually trading times are measured in milliseconds. Now, the NASDAQ has a lot of questions to answer after all of this, and the Securities and Exchange Commission says it's monitoring the situation, and the president was briefed on the disruption.
Now, has anything like this happened before?
Oh, yes. Even before today, there have been a number of issues and glitches that have rattled market confidence. Just this week, Goldman Sachs sent a whole bunch of erroneous trades into the market. And then last year, NASDAQ had big problems on the day Facebook went public. Trades were delayed. Traders had incomplete information. NASDAQ blamed that incident on software issues, which sounds familiar today. Then there was the infamous flash crash in 2010. That's when the market plunged and then recovered in a matter of minutes. And in 1987, a squirrel caused a power outage in Connecticut that knocked out the NASDAQ for more than an hour.
Seriously, are there concerns that this could be, you know, a blow to investor confidence?
Absolutely. Many are asking, where are the backup systems? How could a major U.S. stock market have a computer failure for hours? And of course, we can just add this to the list of things to worry individual investors. There are technical glitches, yes, insider trading, and there's also high-speed trading, where firms with powerful computers can make trades before ordinary investors can. Not to mention the financial crisis itself. So no wonder some investors might want to sit on the sidelines, even as the markets have done well the past few years.
The scrutiny surrounding the Clinton Foundation, number 7 on the countdown. Here's news analyst Charles Krauthammer discussing the implications that this scrutiny might have on Hillary's presumed presidential run.
It's an association I'm not sure is going to help her politically. Look, if you, and it's a perfect reflection of the persona of her husband. If you had to describe him's presidency, you'd say successful, charming, as always, roguish, and sloppy, disorganized. And I'm talking about the way he ran his White House, the pizza at 3 a.m., the stuff where it was like, you know, a bull session in college, it went on. And that is reflected in the foundation, which has got, as the New York Times showed in a very long article, these connections with corporate celebrity, with money, with people who are self-dealing, is pretty messy, and I'm not sure if you're a candidate, despite Hillary's, you know, celebrity and how much she is adored by Democrats, it's a difficult association, and it could be harmful.
Bradley Manning's conviction, his sentencing, and the subsequent announcement about his gender turns out to be number 6 on the countdown this week. Here is a compilation of what a lot of you thought about Bradley Manning from your calls to various talk radio programs that we monitor.
Well, I'm not sure how to feel about that. I mean, they do take an oath and all that, and they do have a chain of command, and you're basically there to be, you know, do what you're told. And they know that going in. But then I guess there comes to a point where your conscience, and you want your soldiers to have one, might override whatever they're being told. And all these things are done in our name. So I think we have a right to know what's going on.
I just wanted to say Snowden and I believe this individual, Manning, deserves what he gets, and Snowden deserves what he gets also. Because President Bush told us a long time ago we were being monitored. They're trying to scare the public, when in reality what they did was to take highly sensitive documents and release them throughout the world. And these are our documents, our security documents, and it has nothing to do with them monitoring us.
Personally, I think that Bradley Manning and Snowden both deserve the Medal of Freedom. This government no longer serves the public. It serves itself and huge multinational corporations. That's all it serves. I mean, they have no interest in what we want. They have no interest in our rights as a citizen. Privacy is out the window. This is 1984. Orwell was right. He had it right.
Bradley Manning, he didn't really break his oath. His oath was to protect the Constitution, and that's exactly what he did. He's just as, in my opinion, he's just as brave, as much of a patriot as the men who are on the front lines. The type of information he let out didn't endanger the men on the front lines. What he did was he let out information that exposed the information that was that shouldn't have happened, that that the army government was hiding. What can you say that these the men on the front lines have more of a conscience than the officers and the generals do? They just issue the orders and then try to hide their mistakes.
I feel that he should have been shot and executed. I mean, in our father's generation, we wouldn't have tolerated this. There's a world of difference between what Snowden did and what this little twerp did. You know, what people are also forgetting is he had a lot of emotional issues, and one of his biggest motives was the fact that he didn't like the don't ask, don't tell. Bradley Manning was a homosexual who had an issue against the Army, and he's no hero. And what he did was put people's lives at risk, operatives that we have in other countries who are now in jail, if not dead. Like I said, he should have been shot. That's more funny.
Up next, thoughts on Obamacare and the murder of an Australian baseball player in Oklahoma. That's up next here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. It'll continue in a matter of moments.
Hi.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Yes, the continuation of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number five on the countdown. The continuing conversation about Obamacare, defunding it. Perhaps we're going to have a government shutdown. That'll take care of it or not. Here, Talko's John Hines discusses the ways that Republicans are trying to defund Obamacare with the senior editor for Politics Topics, Mary Noble.
Hey, a couple of stories that are on the pages at politics.topics.com. One of them that pops to mind is this story. How was it headlined? Let me see if I've got it. Boehner stops apocalypse now by promising apocalypse later. Well, that story just rings of good cheer, doesn't it?
Yes, that gives us all something to look forward to. You've probably talked on your show about the fact that Republicans have been saying they want to shut down the government to prevent Obamacare from going into effect.
Yes, I've heard this. You know that, all right, they can't, well, they can, I don't know, 37 times in Congress repeal the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, but that doesn't go anywhere. So instead, let's just let the government shut down. That will effectively defund the Affordable Care Act, and then it won't happen.
Right. Except that it will, right? because Obamacare is funded by mandatory spending, and the defunding of the government is just for discretionary spending. So actually, all of the major provisions of Obamacare will still be funded. And that's why the Republican higher-ups like Boehner and Cantor, they realize that this strategy isn't really going to do anything. It's going to sort of please the base, but it's going to make the Republicans look bad, and it's also not going to actually defund Obamacare. So he came up with this new strategy of saying, well, we're not going to defund the government. Instead, what we can do is default on the debt ceiling, because that's a much bigger threat. You know, it risks the U.S. credit rating, and it gives them a lot more leverage. So that's the apocalypse later.
Okay.
In the headline.
Number four item on the countdown, the murder of an Australian college baseball player. His name is Chris Lane. This took place in Oklahoma this week. Here's host Howie Carr, who thinks that there is a racial motivation to this situation.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about this Chris Lane situation. This is still a, you know why he's caught. I was on Fox News today talking about this, and it's a tricky thing to talk about on network TV, because you don't want to come across as a racially fanning the racial flames. But on the other hand, I mean, how else do you mention? I mean, you have to mention what I did was I said, look, this is a guy, Obama, who said that the Cambridge police acted stupidly for arresting one of his pals who behaved like a complete ass at Harvard. And they had to have this beer summit at the White House. And then this is the guy who said that if he had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin, right? So this is a guy, Barack Obama, who does not mind wandering into racial swamps. And yet, he's given this thing a good leaving alone. These two or three black guys, it depends on who you hear from, shot this white guy down in cold blood. In cold blood. I mean, it was it's much more of a racial incident than Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. I mean, that was not a racial incident. In this case, Christopher Lane was not doing anything to these kids, and at least two of whom were black, and all of a sudden he's dead. Does that sound racial to you?
Chris Lane's murder in Oklahoma, fourth most talked about item this week on the countdown. Let's go back to number 10 and recap where we are at this point. Baseball and Major League Sports, number 10. The presidential jockeying, number 9. Financial market activity, number 8. Clinton Foundation, number 7. Bradley Manning, number 6. Obamacare, 5. The murder of the baseball player in Oklahoma, number 4. So, let us proceed with numbers 3, 2, and 1, which we will certainly do in just a few moments after this time out here on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. kitchen by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Here we are halfway through this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday the 23rd, an overview of the 10 big topics, getting most of the focus from the hosts and the callers, input, all that sort of thing. That's what we measure here on the countdown. Government surveillance programs at number three on the countdown. Hosts Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson discuss with Politico White House reporter Reed Epstein why the Obama administration seems to be unable to get to the top of the NSA story. What's going on? Why can't they control the NSA?
It does seem like when the White House is ready to talk about one angle of the NSA story, reporters have moved on. They've gone to the newer next angle. So what's going on here?
Well, the problem for the White House and the administration is that their response times have really sort of lagged behind the story on this. And so after a couple of days go by and people have a chance to digest whatever the story is, only then are they able to declassify documents and come up with a cogent response. And by then, as we saw this week, a new story has emerged. And on Wednesday was a real stark example of that, because the NSA was releasing documents related to a Washington Post story that had broken last week. And meanwhile, all the reporters wanted to talk about was a Wall Street Journal story with new allegations that the NSA could monitor up to 75% of the American Internet. And the NSA officials on the call just weren't prepared to speak about it at all.
Right. So is that a planned strategy, or maybe is the White House just doing something completely wrong?
A lot of it is sort of the circumstances where it can take up to weeks for them to declassify documents and information in order to properly respond to some of these stories. And that's what we saw yesterday, is that they had finally declassified some of these documents related to a story that had popped up the week before, and they weren't prepared for the new information that had come out, and it sort of made them look silly in having these high-level NSA guys on a call not being able to talk about the news today.
has the president been trying to have it both ways? I mean, on one hand, Americans are outraged that their internet is being tapped, their phone calls, emails being tapped. But on the other hand, you have a guy like Edward Snowden who has leaked American secrets. So is President Obama's response, the way he's talking, part of the problem here?
Well, he sort of bounced around from different strategies, from being angry about it to welcoming the debate, to suggesting that Snowden is almost immaterial to the process. At the same time, his own administration is desperately trying to get him returned from Russia, to now sort of suggesting, in his most recent comments were to his press conference a couple weeks ago, suggesting that Americans have nothing to worry about, when what we've seen over the last few weeks at town halls for members of Congress across the country is that people are worried about it, and that members of Congress are not really capable of offering a cogent response to them because they don't know what's going on, and the administration has not been terribly transparent about these programs, and so we all learn about it when it appears in the paper.
So the way the White House has handled this, does it damage the president's credibility?
That's what some suggestions have been. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut told us yesterday that the drip, drip, drip nature of these allegations makes it difficult to defend these programs. The programs are secret by nature and require trust and trust of the American people, and that the way these stories have come out, people are trusting them less and less, and the president's response to them has not really won over skeptics, both in Congress or across the country.
Host Jim Sharp talking about how the British authorities smashed a server and some hard drives at the Guardian newspaper's offices this week, and how that raid may have been sanctioned by the highest levels in the government.
So we told you about the story yesterday about how GCHQ went into the office of the Guardian newspaper. The story came out yesterday, or day before yesterday, actually, and we brought to you yesterday morning. It went in and actually demanded the hard drives that they thought had the Edward Snowden information on, and then took those into the basement of the Guardian newspaper and smashed them, despite the editor of the newspaper telling them, guys, we actually produce a lot of our news out of New York, and the guy who's writing the story lives in Brazil, and so smashing these local hard drives is not going to really do you a whole lot of good, but they insisted on doing it anyway. And now the story is that British Prime Minister David Cameron was maybe behind that and other ways to try and stop the Edward Snowden story from getting out. British Prime Minister David Cameron ordered his top civil servants to try to stop revelations flowing from the Guardian newspaper about U.S. and British surveillance programs. Two sources with direct knowledge of the matter said to Reuters. News that Cabinet Secretary Jeremy Haywood had contacted the Guardian drags Cameron into a storm over whether Britain's response to media coverage of secrets leaked by fugitive U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden went to the highest levels. Guardian's editor had said yesterday that he had been approached by a very senior official claiming to represent the views of the Prime Minister after his paper had published a series of exposés based on the Snowden material. And the sources named the official as Haywood, the cabinet secretary, who is Cameron's most senior policy advisor. The prime minister asked the cabinet secretary to deal with this matter. That's true, one source tells Reuters. A Downing Street spokeswoman said, we won't go into specific cases, but if highly sensitive information was being held insecurely, we have a responsibility to secure it. And that's what they were basically getting at it. That was their reason, their excuse for going in and smashing these hard drives in the Guardian's offices was, we don't want foreign agents to get their hands on this information. Of course, we realize you're a newspaper and you're going to go ahead and publish all this information. So there's really no need for them to come and either steal your hard drives or hack into your system or whatever. They can just pick up the Guardian. Or, for that matter, if they've got internet access, and if they're spies, they probably do. You end up with easy access for them. They may, and the Guardian, unlike the Republic, doesn't make you buy a subscription to read their stories. So, you don't even have to spend $10 a month or whatever it is to read stories if you're an international spy.
So, wow.
Yeah.
It's nice when a spy can save a buck.
That leads us to number two, what's going on in Egypt, and that's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we continue focusing on the hot hits in Talk Radio.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean.
In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Grainger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You can avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Running.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
OfficeMax has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of max value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen, number two on the countdown. Situation in Egypt. Here's host Mitch Henk offering a third alternative in Egypt between supporting the violent military and letting the Muslim Brotherhood come back into power.
Well, here's the problem. You try democracy in Egypt. President Morsi starts crushing his opposition, doesn't share government with his opponents, which the military wanted him to do. So when you compare the military in Egypt with Morsi, the military actually looks pretty good, even though they do occasionally crush. Well, I don't mean to laugh. I mean, the death toll is now over 1,000. 100 cops reportedly died in the street protests. But somebody has to be in control. Somebody has to run the show. So democracy is not working. It didn't work there because this guy who was democratically elected started destroying all the democratic elements of the government. He started destroying his opponents, dissent, wouldn't share power. All those things that he was supposed to do, he didn't do. So we see that democracy by itself is no good without a moral underpinning. I would say, and of course, when you say moral underpinning, you mean internationally recognized human rights, decency, the rights of minorities, all those things that we treasure in the civilized democratic world, they did not provide under President Morsi. So now the military takes over, and we're kind of in limbo. It seems to me that we should tie the... And by the way, our aid now pales in comparison to what the Saudis are willing to give to maintain control of the situation. Because the Saudis are fearful of this kind of uprising. They're in their own country. That's why they try to modify their crazies with these madrasas that teach hatred against Jews and Americans in their schools in Saudi Arabia. They do whatever they can. They throw enough bones to the people to stay in control. But now clearly they have shown up here to support the military in Egypt with big time dollars. So what we're giving the military is nothing compared to what the Saudis just ponied up for. And the Israelis clearly want the military in charge here because they don't want the Muslim Brotherhood running the show. And frankly, we are much better off with the military running the show than we are the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, there's no question about it. So if our goal here is to preserve American security and American interests, our interests are better served if the military runs the show. But it seems to me we should fight for a third way. There's always a third way. You can't tell me there isn't somebody in Egypt who is actually of sound mind, who believes in minority rights and free elections and all those things. There's got to be somebody, and that would be the, quote, liberal contingent. By the term liberal there, we mean somebody who's actually for democracy and for the rule of law. And to the extent that we can influence such a candidate or such a movement, such a coalition, we should do that.
Radio host Bill Handel talking about how the U.S. handling of Egyptian aid seems to be designed to provide the U.S. with as much flexibility as possible.
It looks like the Obama administration has at least temporarily suspended military aid to Egypt. Now, this was one of those things where if we had determined that the military takeover and removal of Mohamed Morsi as president was a coup, if we labeled it a coup, this was one of the things that was going to have to happen based on our law. We will not give military aid to a military that takes over the country.
And we can't. And so the government, the Obama administration, is really good about explaining how the military taking over, deposing a democratically elected president is not a coup.
Right.
But it's like, it's not sexual harassment, it's just inappropriate.
But it looks like they are treating it like a coup without calling it a coup.
Because they have flexibility. Because if assuming that they're treating it like a coup, they can uncoup it. Not only is that a verb, to uncoup, to coup, but it also is a political machination. And there's really nothing else that the administration can do. The administration, by calling it a coup, is now in a corner, and the military is they're our best shot in terms of our relationship with Egypt. Morsi stays in power, and you've got a fundamentalist Islam country on your hands, and a lot of people going, wait a minute, we don't want this. I'm willing to bet now the majority of Egyptians would vote him out, and he only won because of a plurality. He didn't win because there was a huge, overwhelming majority that wanted him. He won almost by default.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about what's going on in Egypt and what, if anything, the U.S. ought to be doing about it.
Aid has never been for democracy, and the reason that we give aid to Europe and Israel, I mean, to Egypt and Israel primarily, is we give them the $1.3 billion and $3 billion per year so they can buy weapons from the United States. That's where tear gas comes from that is used on the people over there. That's where white phosphorus is used on or purchased by the Israelis. It's cluster bombs. It's all sorts of jets and things. That's why we give aid, so we can boost our military spending or our arms trade with those countries. It's not about democracy.
We do not have the money to give Israel, Egypt, or no other country. We are in deficit spending. It must stop. It should be ratified by Congress. Any aid that is given, for the simple fact, we need to build, and Israel is one of the richest countries in the world per capita. And last, I'd like to say this. If you really look back at history, basically what is going on with this money is it's part of the industrial complex. Egypt is not at war with anyone. But same way with Israel. What they are using these weapons for is against their own people.
I think that Egypt has been a steadfast ally for 30-plus years, and I think we should continue the aid. Who knows, maybe the Russians, Mr. Putin, might just step right in on it. You know, I think the United States needs to back its allies, even when it's difficult at times.
That leads us at number one, the situation in Syria, and that'll be In the Focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Mr. Doug here on the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio, as we've counted up to number one on the countdown this week, the Syrian chemical attacks. Here's reporter Nathan Frandino, who details the reaction from other countries to the newest level of violence that has been reached in Syria this week.
Barbaric, criminal, shocking. These are among the reactions within the international community to a video that surfaced showing scores of bodies strewn across floors in Syria in what is believed to be the worst chemical weapons attack since the 1980s. Estimates of the death toll range from as few as 500 to as many as 1,300. The Syrian opposition is accusing the government of carrying out the deadly attack over rebel-held Damascus suburbs. Meanwhile, President Bashar al-Assad's administration is calling the allegation illogical. British Foreign Affairs Minister William Hague joined the opposition in slamming the Syrian government.
Yeah, I hope this will wake up some who have supported the Assad regime to realize its murderous and barbaric nature, a government that cares so little for the lives of the people of its own country.
The video, which was posted on a social media site, appears to show victims choking with some foaming at the mouth. The men, women, and children from the video show no visible signs of injury. Reuters has been unable to independently verify the video or the causes of the deaths, but one man who said he had retrieved victims said, quote, "They looked like they were asleep, but they were dead." Late Wednesday, the Security Council held an emergency meeting to discuss the alleged attack. Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson delivered a message of shock and concern.
As you have seen from the statement of the Secretary General earlier today, he was deeply disturbed, in fact shocked, by these allegations. And of course we see the need to investigate this as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, people in New York protested outside to demand stronger action by the UN.
CBS Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian talks to Tommy Tucker about the confusing details surrounding the chemical attacks this week in Syria.
I guess the Syrian gas attack was probably one of the more dramatic things we've seen in recent months or even recent years. I think the last time a major gas attack took place was when Saddam Hussein used gas against the Kurds in Halabja in 1988. That's 25 years ago. Of course, there are a lot of problems with this gas attack. I don't think there's any doubt that it was a gas attack, just watching the many videos out there of children gasping and writhing and oxygen being used. Apparently, there were two methods to help people in that situation. One was giving oxygen, and they didn't really have a lot of oxygen to give. And another was to give some sort of a chemical antidote, but they didn't have a lot of that either. And I guess several observations. First of all, of the videos we saw yesterday, most of them seemed to be young men and children. And today we're seeing a lot more videos which look like fighters with beards. Obviously, they want to show the young men and the children for sympathy. It's not clear who did this. It really isn't. I listened to the opposition activists on the ground in that area. I listened to the opposition spokesman. First of all, there were three different versions about what this could have been. One was multi-barreled, multi-tube grad rockets, that is, rockets going in different directions, hitting different targets. Another said it was a rocket, surface-to-air rocket, a large Scud-type rocket, and I couldn't see any confirmation of that. And the third was someone said it was a plane that dropped something from the air. Could have been all three, as a matter of fact. But anyway, multiple targets seem to have been hit, affected towns, various towns, and all of this area in the east of Damascus is controlled by the government. It's very near where the chemical weapons inspectors are. They arrived over the weekend. You'd have to ask yourself why the government would have an interest in bringing in the chemical weapons inspectors and then launching a chemical weapons attack. So that doesn't quite jive, but you never know. I mean, perhaps they did. And the rebels also have chemicals that we know of, and they had the capability to send in such rockets, too. Although I don't know why they would have sent them in on their own people.
The Syrian attacks, most talked about item this week in the world of News Talk Radio. Let's recap all of the top 10, the highs and lows in baseball, the NFL film project with the concussions as a focus on ESPN. That's all part of what's going on in the world of sports talk radio. At number 9, the presidential jockeying for position in the year 2016. Isn't that amazing? Good God. Number 8, financial market activity, ups and downs this week. Number 7, the Clinton Foundation under scrutiny. Number 6, Bradley Manning found guilty. Obamacare is 5. The Australian baseball player's murder in Oklahoma is 4. NSA surveillance programs, number 3, Egypt, number 2, and Syria is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown show for this week.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.